Venerable religious, dear parishioners, it's almost here, the momentous 100th anniversary of Our Lady appearing. I remember vaguely the 50th anniversary of Fatima. So yes, I know I'm dating myself. And I never dreamed. Of course, we can never guarantee ourselves any future date. Remember, God does not even promise us tomorrow. The devil promises tomorrow. Oh yeah, you'll have tomorrow, but God never does. And the way things were going, I didn't think that the world would last, at least in the condition it's in. Of course, that things are very bad off right now. Spiritually speaking, I don't think the world has ever been worse because the situation in the church has been so bad since Vatican II. So many have fallen away from the faith into the new religion of Vatican II. But anyway, by the grace of God, by Our Lady's intercession, we are going to celebrate, God willing, another 6 days, this 100th anniversary and more. We look forward to all the 13ths of the month. And our mother has done so much for us, we will just never really understand how much she does for us. In the Old Testament, God sent prophets. And the prophets did one of two things, or even both, or two things, both of them. One of them was to call the people to repentance. Change your lives, because if you don't, God will have to punish you. And you read in the Old Testament how it happened over and over and over again. Human nature just doesn't learn, or has such a hard time learning the lesson. History keeps repeating itself. Sometimes these prophets even foretold events in addition to calling the people to repentance. God communicated to them something that he alone can know for sure what's going to happen on such and such a date. And that's what some of the prophets did, but they always did at least a calling of people to repentance. Change your lives. Stop sinning. Stop bringing down the wrath of God. God is all merciful, but don't forget, he is also all just. And in the Old Testament, God chose to reveal more his justice. In the New Testament, God much more chooses to show his mercy. But still, God will never lose either his all-mercifulness or all-justice. He has both. It is a mystery to us how it works. It's not for us to understand how the infinite operations of God are. But in the New Testament, God sent the greatest prophet of all, his own son, and Jesus Christ is both God and man. And our Lord obviously called people to repentance. Unless you do penance, you shall likewise perish. If you love me, keep my commandments. And our Lord also foretold the future. He foretold the destruction of Jerusalem. And it happened. Our Lord also said there will be the end times. I believe that we are seeing those, but hard to tell for absolutely certain. So Jesus is the greatest prophet of all. Obviously, he is God himself. But in the New Testament, and this is beautiful to think of, God has sent the greatest prophet, greater than any saint in heaven, greater than any angel in heaven. God has sent his mother. And what does she do? She acts, speaks like a prophet. She always calls people to repentance. And sometimes she foretells the future, using knowledge, of course, that she received from God. Even Our Lady cannot know the future. But God communicates to her more than we can ever imagine. When we look at the history of the church, then, we see very, very few apparitions of Our Lady. And if they happened, they were very much for a local sort of need or devotion. Just a very quick list here. The apparition of Our Lady of the Pillar to St. James in the first century. Our Lady of the Snow in the fourth century when she asked for a basilica or a church to be dedicated to her in Rome. And then Our Lady of Walsingham and Our Lady of Mount Carmel in the Middle Ages appearing in England. And England was very devoted to Our Lady. Before the Protestant revolt, before Henry VIII tore England away from the church, England was known for its devotion to Mary and was even called Mary's Dowry. So Our Lady favored England with two apparitions. And then in France, Our Lady appeared as Our Lady of the Rosary. Oh, by the way, going back to England, Our Lady of Mount Carmel appeared to St. Simon Stock, who was Superior General of the Carmelites, and at that time the Carmelites were headquartered in England. So that's where the brown scapular was given to us. And then to help fight the Albigensian heresy in France, Our Lady appeared to St. Dominic. So yes, this is where we begin to see major apparitions of Our Lady. But because of the times, things were, the communication, the wasn't anything like it is today. Books hadn't been printed yet. Gutenberg hadn't invented the printing press yet. So things traveled a lot more slowly back then. But the first apparition that touched people's lives, it seems to me anyway, and I'll be glad to be corrected if I'm wrong here, but the first apparition that appealed to many, many people in a public way was Our Lady of Guadalupe. She came to the New World, and she brought one of the most loving messages. Yes, there's repentance included in that, Our Lady of Guadalupe, but she was there to say, I am your mother. And it was the most amazing factor in the conversion of the Aztec Indians. They converted not by the thousands, not by the hundreds of thousands, they were converting by the millions. There are stories told of the Franciscan priests who sometimes were baptizing from morning to night. You would feel like their arm was falling off after baptizing one after the other. Why? Because God sent his mother, the greatest prophet after Jesus himself. And that was the beginnings of that strong Catholicity in Mexico. And Our Lady came for the whole New World. She said, we call her Madonna of the Americas. And then in the last 200 years or so, yes, last 200 years, we have been favored with such special apparitions of Our Lady. Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal in 1830, Our Lady of La Salette, 1846, these were both in France. Our Lady of Lourdes, also in France, 1858, so three very significant apparitions of Our Lady. Our Lady gave us that wonderful sacramental, the Miraculous Medal, And then at La Salette, she was crying profusely, uncontrollably sobbing. Why? Because of the sins of Catholics. Just one time, apparition, she gave a secret to Melanie and Maximin. And some of the prophecies came true that Our Lady said at La Salette, again, because people don't respond as they should. We don't respond as we should and ought to and can. Our Lady also appeared in Pont Main in 1871 to signal the end of the Franco-Prussian War. She appeared in 1879 to the greatly suffering Irish people who were being persecuted for their Catholic faith. This was at Knock. And then the pivotal year of the 20th century happened, 1917. And in that apparition, which we are about to celebrate the centennial of, Our Lady gave us the peace plan for heaven. And again, if we could sum up the message of Our Lady of Fatima, it's amend your life, pray the rosary, offer reparation. And she gave prophecies. She said, if my requests are not answered, Russia will spread her errors throughout the world. What happened? Russia spread her errors throughout the world. I don't know how many of you remember this, but I remember seeing a video in the 60s or 70s how communism was advancing throughout the globe, and it looked like Russia was going to take over the world. That was one of the motives people had. We better live the message of Fatima. But you could see this in this video, the red paint signifying communism spilling over Russia, then China, the most populous country in the world, and then over all of Eastern Europe. My own parents lived under communism. They were experiencing this firsthand in Lithuania. And this country after country was falling. And then 90 miles from our coast, Cuba. In 1963, we had the Cuban Missile Crisis. We were that close to nuclear war breaking out with the communists launching their missiles right from Cuba, right into our country. By the grace of God and Our Lady's intercession, that was averted. Right now, we can certainly say that communism is not dead. But really, we don't even need communism to destroy our country. The own moral degradation and the degradation of faith caused by Vatican II, that's destroying countries right now. We see the family being destroyed more and more and more. Marriage has been completely redefined. We continue to kill children unabatedly, unborn children in their mother's womb. So the work is cut out for us. Obviously, we can't prevent all these other sins, but we can change our lives for the better. We can pray the rosary. We can offer reparation, atone for the sins that others are committing. This is our grand mission. This is our call. And what was Our Lady doing? Well, let me go back to what I quoted at the beginning of the sermon from the epistle today. I exhort you as strangers and pilgrims to abstain from carnal desires which war against the soul. Our Lady can see that her children, even those that are Catholics, they unfortunately get weighed down with the cares and occupations and often enough the pleasures of the world. And she came to lift up her children and say, don't forget about heaven. Don't forget about the gospel. Live the gospel, live the religion that Jesus came, my son, came to give to you. And Fatima is just as relevant today as it was 100 years ago. Make no mistake. And do what lies in your power. Don't get dismayed and discouraged by the things that don't lie within your power to do. But there is much we can do. We can become holy. We can become saints. And that will be living truly the message of Fatima to the full. May we all be inspired to a great degree by our mother. Let us use this year, as this centennial year, as a chance to refocus, re-energize, revitalize. And yes, everyone is called to be part of this, and everyone's response is important. May we love this mother that came to do what the best of mothers does, to tell her children, this is what you need to do. Let's obey, let's love, let's honor our Heavenly Mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.